Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Dr. Doug Olson.
Good morning.
Doug, we want to talk about 176 keys, fun pianos. But before we do that, I want to keep people guessing a little bit. I would like to visit about the Audubon Recreation Foundation. What's that all about?
The Recreation Foundation is a nonprofit group that started here several years ago, actually. And our main concern was just having something for people to do in Audubon. And we did start out with a survey and of, you know, what opportunities would people like to see in Audubon that we don't currently offer. And that's where we got started. And from there, it kind of snowballed into the Audubon Recreation Center, which in our current plans has a bowling center, meeting space, batting cages, walking track, that type of facility. So that's where we're at right now and working on doing the fundraising for it.
Sounds like in your plan you have something for kind of everybody of all ages. If you don't want to run around the track, you have lots of other options.
Exactly, yep. And that was our main goal, too, to be able to serve all the residents of this community, not just one specific age group.
Are the plans far enough along that you have a space that you're thinking, you know, where it's going to be located, or is that?
Yes, it is, and we have already purchased that property. It's where the formerly was the trailer park here in Audubon, just east of the armory and south of the school. So we really like that location being close to the school.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah. And people, especially people in the area, know if you say, well, it's out by the school, they know where that's at.
Yeah.
So great. And have what kind of parameters have you set on the people you want to serve? I know you want to serve people in Audubon and so on, but what about beyond that? Where do you think you'll draw people from?
That's a fair question. We hope there is no limit on where we draw from. You know, we foresee it being a nice facility that people will be able to come enjoy from, you know, as far as they're willing to drive to do it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and families that are in town visiting grandparents or other family members, it'll be, you know, accessible to them as well.
Yes. Is there another town in Audubon that has a recreation center in Audubon County?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Not that I'm aware of, anyway, so
yeah.
I don't think so.
It would be a well-kept secret if there is one.
Right. nothing similar to what we're proposing to do here.
Yeah, great. What about a date that you're saying, here's when we want to have it completed?
When we're done raising the money. We've been saying that from the start. We're not going to start building until we've raised the money to do it. We want to be able to start free and clear when we open the doors and make it a success from the start. So that's our plan, and so far nothing has changed as far as that goes. So we're going to stick with raising our money first.
Great. Well, let's talk about this fundraiser you have coming up, which it should be fun for people from wherever. It's called 176 Keys Fun Pianos.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's we brainstormed some ideas of different fundraisers that we could do, and we've had a few smaller ones, but we're hoping this one to really kickstart the second half of our fundraising. And this is a group that it's a national group, but they have performers throughout the U.S. that come and do these shows. And the reason we went with them is because 100% of the donations from the night go back to our group. If you've never been to a dueling piano show before, it's a little bit tricky to describe how it works, but basically there'll be two pianos up on stage with two very talented musicians, and the guests that are there for the evening, whoever's bought a ticket, can make song requests, and the more money that you put with your song request in the form of a tip, the more likely that your song is going to get played. And like I said, they're amazing musicians. The ones that I've been to, you write a song on a piece of paper and put it up there, and they're able to play it and sing it and do everything else. So they have a good way of getting crowd interaction as well. They may start playing the Iowa Fight song, and there might be some Cyclone fans in the building that don't appreciate that, and so they're probably going to come up with a bigger tip to get them to switch songs. So,
sounds amazing. They have to be amazing performers to be able to do that, because they don't. I'm sure they don't bring any music with them. This is all in their heads.
Exactly. Yes. And for someone as myself that's musically challenged, I'm really amazed by how they can do that.
So if people want to come to this, when is it? Where is it?
All right. It's going to be Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, November 2nd. And it will start at 7. The first 2 hours, though, we're just going to have hors d'oeuvres and a few silent auction items. So just kind of a social time there the first 2 hours. And then from 9 to 11 will actually be the Dueling Piano Show. And then they are willing to go a little bit longer than that if the tips are going well. So we'll hope to be able to go a little bit past 11 as well.
Okay, it could be a really fun time. And I'm thinking that those first couple of hours, that's a great social time. Catch up with your neighbors.
That's right, yep. And we've got a real nice list of silent auction items, too, that will help us generate a few more funds as well.
You want to mention a few of those? Something that might say, oh, gosh, I got to go bid on that.
You bet. Well, we've got a really cool Wheeler Stadium and Chiz Jones Field aerial photo that was taken right before homecoming when they had the field painted up nicely. There's a spa package that has some tanning sessions, pedicure, manicure, haircut and style, and a massage all in one package.
The whole package?
Yep. Complete car detailing, some nice beef certificates with a grill, a whole hog that's been donated, a Hawkeye quilt and a ISU blanket, some hotel stays, and some passes to Sky Zone and Grind as well. So.
Well, again, sounds like you have good family kinds of things planned there. I mean, family, guy things, girl things, whatever. There's something there that
exactly.
could be of interest.
Yeah.
And silent auction is always kind of interesting. You got to keep checking back to make sure if you're going to get what you want.
That's right. That's right. And we may we've got a couple VIP tables that are props possibly going to be available as well for that evening. So
okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay. So again, this is where is the show going to be?
This will be at St. Patrick's Parish Center.
Okay.
Which is right on Highway 71 there by the grocery store here in Audubon.
Okay.
And we only have 250 tickets available, and we're about halfway through that as of today. So usually this last week, things are really going to pick up, and we know we've got some people here that have said they want them that just haven't picked them up yet.
Right,
so,
and you know, some people can't decide till the last minute, so they better not wait probably until the date, November 2nd, because they're probably going to be gone.
Well, that's what we're hoping for,
yeah.
That by the time we get to the show that things will be sold out, but still stop by, and if we've got room for you, we'll sure let you in. So.
And where? How can people get tickets?
Tickets are available at AMVC Management Office, Landman's Bank, Audubon State Bank, and here at my office, Audubon Family Chiropractic.
Okay. Somebody out of town, can they call and say, I want tickets? Or?
Sure. You bet. They can call the office here. That'd be fine.
Okay.
And that's 712-563-4244.
4244. Okay.
And they're just buying one ticket. They're $30 each, but if you buy more than one, then they're only $25 each.
All
so
right.
Pretty good night's entertainment for that price.
Little snack hors d'oeuvres there. You might get in on a silent auction, hear some great music, and talk to a lot of folks.
That's right. And if anybody's willing to help sponsor the evening for $1,000, you can be a sponsor for the night as well.
Okay. Very good, Doug. Well, just good wishes on getting all that raised. I know that the community centers have been very successful around the area, and no reason that Audubon County shouldn't have one.
That's right. And I guess one thing, too, you know, our goal for raising money is, it was originally $2 million when we started, probably going to be up a little bit from that now just because of the amount of time that's passed since our initial thoughts on the project. So we're looking at about roughly $2.2 million, we're over the $900,000 mark now, so we're pleased with how things have progressed so far, looking at some bigger grant options now that we're getting close to the halfway point. So,
well, you know, the longer you wait, probably the more the cost is going to go up, so let's get this done now.
That's right.
Okay, remind us again, November 2nd, what time the doors open?
Doors open at 7. 7 to 9 will be the silent auction and hors d'oeuvres, and then 9 to 11 will be the 176 Keys Dueling Piano Show.
I'm thinking that's something that people in the area maybe haven't seen. You have to have gone some other places to see that. So what fun that sounds like, Doug. And we want to thank you very much, Dr. Doug Olson, for visiting with us.
Thank you for your time, Yvonne, and you have a good day as well.
Thanks. Until next time, here's a little Halloween humor. When does a skeleton laugh? When someone tickles his funny bone.